Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey guys, this show is for you and it's about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money. You want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow. You want that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you have that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But guys, so much more importantly than just making a lot of money, it's about creating a ripple effect through the lives of others. Because as you're blessed financially, you have the ability to expand and be able to bless more people's lives. And guys, that is why I'm here doing what I'm doing each day. And that's why I'm here teaching you guys. And so thank you so much for creating that ripple effect in your own lives. Thank you for taking this information, using it, however you apply it, and making a difference in your life and the lives of others. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Not only there's some great blogs on there, but there's the Beyond Rice and Beans ebook you can download for free. So check that out. Also, be sure to subscribe on our YouTube channel. You can check out the Money Ripples with Chris Miles channel and be able to follow us there.
Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100. And be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out.
So today I was really looking for, what I really wanted to share, and especially as we're looking at this week and there's chaos and everything going on in the world, right? And there's a lot of uncertainties, but you know what? The cool thing is that there's so much hope. There's so much good to look at right now, and I'm seeing that. Like, I got to tell you how amazing it is. Like I talked about people taking responsibility before, right? Last week. And I even brought on, Craig Feldmeyer, where we had interviewed him talking about him being the newest Money Ripples coach. And just think about the changes that are happening right now. I really, like I said on one of these previous interviews, I really had that battle about, okay, how big do we make this? How many lives do we bless? Because the truth is that I can just keep doing my thing quietly and impact a few lives for sure and still bless more lives that way. But I feel a duty and a responsibility to teach you guys something more, right? To help you to create something more through your life, something that offer you hope, something that really is just not out there. Because the problem in the world today is that we've got financial advisors, we've got institutions, like Fidelities and your Merrill Lynch's and people out there trying to convince you that that is the only way to go, that that is your only option. When you look at real numbers, look at the real market returns of only about 7 to 8% a year, you're looking at real inflation numbers, which are about the same. You're like, wait, I'm barely making inflation. In fact, you might even be losing to inflation because most people don't even make 7 or 8% a year. Even if the market makes that, after you pay your fees and everything else to those companies, you're lucky to maybe get a 5-6+% return, And you cannot retire. Just like we talked about in the 401k, like it's impossible to retire with a 401k, even with a match. It's almost impossible to do it with mutual funds in the stock market. So where's their hope? That's what we were talking about today. And I want to talk about three clients about how they're actually making, literally in their lives, there's millions of dollars being changed for their lives for the good, right? And again, this is not to brag about me or anything like that or what we're doing here with Money Ripples, but it's really giving you the idea of what goes through my head, why I keep teaching, why I want to keep doing this. And why I have to bring on other people as well to bless lives, because man, these three people, each of them can actually create millions more over the next 10, 20 years because of what we're doing here and what we're trying to shift that perspective. It requires you guys to really just reject reject all of that information that's coming to you from these financial advisors and all the financial institutions, because that stuff has been proven not to work and will continue not to work from this point forward. So do not follow that advice. But here's three cases I want you to talk about. And these are really just three people I've been working with just in the last month. These are all very recent experiences that I want to share with you. So experience number one, and this is commonly what kind of clients we get, is this guy is in his early 50s. He's actually, you know, moving. He's moving from Washington State out to the Midwest, and done very, very well for himself in his job, in his career, right? Well, the cool thing is that he's been a great saver. They've done a great job that way. The only issue is it hasn't led to actual money. It hasn't led to passive income or cash flow, right? And so as we started to look at this, we said, all right, let's get your money out of prison. In fact, I love the fact that he kept saying, Chris, I'm getting my money out of prison. He even said that this week. I'm getting my money out of prison. I'm getting out of the IRA prison. I'm getting out of my a house prison, because he had a lot of equity in his home. So when he's selling his home, he's actually keeping the profits from that. He's using a little bit for the down payment of the new home, but he's taking a lot of the equity out to leverage and use now. What, here's what it does. Guys, this gives him just about $1 million to work with between the home equity and the money he's saved up and that's in there. Well, that's $1 million he can work with right away. Well, that right there, guys, like between that and then trying to get the IRA money out, and we're talking about tax strategies to help him reduce the taxes on money by having his wife become a real estate professional. So we're working with the CPA on that, because again, it's about coordinating, making all these parts work together is what creates real financial benefit for you guys, right? And so we're getting that coordinated. Well, now we can keep most of the money. We don't have to pay most of that IRA that's being cashed out in tax. Even though they're taken out early, they're getting that money out of that IRA prison. This gives them almost $1.5 million. Guess what? You know, the projection I have, and it's going to take some time to deploy this money into different places. They want to buy some real estate with it. They're looking at like self-storage and doing some land deals and things like that. Well, in total, we calculated that by 2022, this should be about $19,000 a month. Their goal is $20,000 a month, which is awesome. Cool thing is there's still 401k money we haven't been able to touch because he's still working there. When he decides to retire, that money can be used to be able to help surpass that $20,000 a month. Or they can just take an extra year. They can take that $19,000 a month. That's about $230,000 that year in 2022. Take that money, reinvest it in 2023. That'll jump it up another couple grand a month right there with their returns. And voila, they're now about $21,000 a month. And they've now retired within 2 to 3 years. Guys, you think about that. I mean, that $230,000, almost $250,000, or you could even go over $250,000 a year. That's millions of dollars in the next 10 to 20 years that they have. That gives him the freedom to work because he wants to, not because he has to. To just quit, leave his job, spend time while he's young in his 50s, and his wife, to be able to do things with their family and experience life and bless more lives. That's really what this is about, right? It's not just about having a lot of money and being comfortable. It's about what you can do with that freedom, that time, using your talents and abilities to help more people and allow you to really live those passions. So that's example number one. That one I was definitely pumped about, and I think they were too. Number two, it was interesting that this guy was referred to me from a dentist, right? So this was his brother. This is a couple out in Montana. And with them, it was really cool to see, because they didn't have a lot of money to work with. Right. So I get some people sometimes where there's not a ton of money to work with, but they did have a lot of different debts and things like that. They were really impacted by COVID, but they battled back and they just did a bang up job just getting their business back up and running again, despite a lot of things shutting down for their business. Well, as we started to look at some of the stuff, we said, wait a minute, we could have some really cool stuff here. One, there could be some other tax benefits we haven't addressed yet. But when we start to look at it, it's like, let's take some of this cash, keep some in reserves for emergency savings. We're going to do, kind of diversify that into life insurance, doing like infinite banking, as well as some money in the bank and getting higher yield returns so they can make more money with that money. Because we're going to let some money sit there just as emergency savings. This helps protect them. It gives them that peace of mind so that they get their other money working for them. Well, then we're also taking some money. We're paying off certain types of loans like credit cards. So we're paying some things off, had them do some things that way. Well, this frees up, and by the way, even with health insurance, if you guys are not on my email list, I recommend you get on my email list because of one big reason. One, I actually don't send a whole lot of emails, just so you know. Maybe there's two reasons. But when I do send an email, I try to make it really valuable, right? And so this one was about where I have a contact in the health insurance world that, especially if you're a business owner or you're paying, or you don't, can't get the subsidy, you can't get the savings, you know, with what you're dealing, like you don't have an employer paying all your premiums for you. Maybe you've been doing health share accounts like I did. I did a health share. The thing is, it's not real insurance and you may not be able to have certain things comped if something major happens. Well, I was able to, for myself personally, I was able to get insurance on myself, save a couple $100 a month. The cool thing, and really, and actually from, compared to what I would get in the marketplace, it would save me over $1,000 a month, right? The cool thing is that they could also do the same thing, probably save them at least a few hundred bucks a month too. So in total, with paying off the credit cards and maybe saving some money on their insurance premiums, we're hoping to free up at least $1,000 a month. And get this, we haven't done anything with investing yet. There's no passive investments yet. We're just trying to create an extra $12,000 a year of money, cash flow that's there that allows them to accelerate their progress. And then we could start creating some passive income that we're hoping to create at least another extra $500 to $1,000 a month of passive income, if not more than that. So that's what we're starting to gear towards right now with that situation. So I love that one because it's not just about passive income, although that's the fun part for sure. But it's nice when you can free up cash flow and you can create passive income and you get the benefit of both, right? You're able to free up cash and make more money, which just gives you massive leverage right there. Then the next situation was this person's brother. So this person who's the one that referred me to this Montana couple, they live out in Minnesota. Now he's a dentist, or they're dentists, I should say. They do a great job in the practice. They're actually about to sell their practice. So they're at that critical point where they're about to sell, stay in the practice for a little bit, but then retire in their 50s. But the biggest question they had is, Chris, what do we do to leverage the money that we have? You know, where can we put it? Now, here's the thing, guys. I don't give any investment advice. When these people do these investments, you know, I bring them the options. I help them weigh out the different results or outcomes of doing this. But ultimately, the decision comes down to them. So I do not give any kind of investment advice. I don't say you should put your money here. I just say, let's figure it out and figure out what you feel is good and determine like the consequences or rewards of doing that. So that's what we've been doing. Now, it's been cool because, yeah, they'll probably make an extra $50,000 to $100,000 in growth in their assets from this year, which is awesome. That's great, right? The thing that I didn't expect is they say, Chris, we want you to review our life insurance. Like, do you think we should do anything to change this? Now, here's the thing, guys, that the life insurance they had is actually an infinite banking type policy. Like the guy is, you know, definitely a good infinite banking kind of guy. The typical stuff you'll see out there online. What I didn't expect was when I actually went to run the numbers of what they could be doing, what blew my mind is that with the money they've been putting away, and they've been putting away over $100,000 a year into these policies for the last 5 to 7 years. Well, guess what? By doing the same thing, I ran an apples-apples comparison based on how I do the infinite banking, or as I like to call it, max ROI infinite banking, right? What ended up happening is we found out apples-apples with their numbers, with the numbers that I was running, same kind of thing, exact numbers. I wasn't fluffing anything, making anything bigger. What shocked us both was that in the next 20 years, that was going to make them an extra $2.25 million, $2.25 million, just by doing the same thing they're already doing, but being done more efficiently. So same thing, although they're making money, like I said, $50,000 to $100,000 this year with the different investments they're doing. The great thing is we're able to save them, what if you think about over a 20-year period, this is what's saving them on average $100,000 a year in savings, you know, or allowing their money to grow more freely, to the tune of $2.25 million. And by the way, they're actually getting over $4 million more death benefit after those same 20 years. And so for them and for me, it was like, this is a no-brainer. This is awesome. I'm so glad that they actually asked me to look deeper, because I was actually just gonna say, hey, you've had these policies for years, don't mess with them. You've paid your dues. Well, the truth was they hadn't paid their dues yet. And had they not asked me to look deeper, we wouldn't have found really what would have been two plus million dollars over the next couple decades. And so think about that, guys. Like that is the kind of stuff that keeps me excited, that keeps me engaged, that keeps me going. That's the kind of reason why we keep building this bigger, because this is very real stuff. It's very practical. It's the stuff that really works. And each of you have that kind of hope. Now, I'm not saying you're going to make millions and millions of dollars over the next 10 to 20 years. That could be the case. That very well could be. But heck, guys, even if it was tens of thousands of dollars over the next several years, would that be worth it to make that shift? Again, none of these things, it's not like we're trying to, we're making some witch's brew here, right? We're not doing some crazy magic. It's really just about perspective, being able to see from a different perspective, being able to realize, where's the potential? Where's the money here? You know, in your own situation, what I recommend is this. Start tracking your income and expenses. Look and see what you're actually spending money on. See where money's coming from and how much. How much extra do you have? Are you putting that money away or is it getting lost, right? Looking at those things. Second is look at your assets and your liabilities, the things that you own, right? You know, whether it's savings or retirement vehicles or houses or properties or whatever it might be. What assets do you have? And what loans do you have? And how much is that costing you per month? Seriously, that is all I look at. But again, I look at it from a different perspective. When we look at it, we look at it as saying, all right, where's their potential? Where can we actually create more with it and then make that work for you, right? That's all we're doing here. You could do the same thing for yourself. Now, granted, you may not see the same things that we see, but even if you just did those few things, that would make a massive difference for yourself because most people don't look that closely. And even if they do, they don't know what to do with it. And that's exactly why those options have to be opened up. Guys, this is the kind of stuff that not only excites me now, but this is what got me excited in 2006 when I started to realize that this was about cash flow, right? This is when I left being a financial advisor in 2006 after 4 years of doing that and trying to show people, hey, you can maybe save up $1 million in 40 years or 30 or 40 years, right? And then realizing that $1 million, you're only going to live on 2% anyways, that's only $20,000 a year. But you've just heard examples, guys, that even on the low end with someone who's just trying to get things going, we're hoping to create at least an extra $20,000 of cash flow this year. And the great thing is many of these cases, you're not actually having to come money out of pocket more, right? It's just about taking the assets you already have and getting them to produce more for you, right? To be able to take that net worth or whatever it might be, that those resources, and turn it into cash flow. And when you do that, that's when things shift. By the way, if you're a W-2 employee, like two-thirds of my clients are, here's the thing. You're at high risk right now. You're at risk because any kind of recession hits, you may be at risk of being laid off. You may not have, if that's your only stream of income, you're in danger. You need multiple streams of income. If you're a business owner and that's your only stream of income, you're also in danger. You need multiple streams of income. Here's the great news, guys. It doesn't have to be something where you have to work hard for it. This can be passive. Now, you can do active things and that can make you a lot of money too, but passive investments, you know, passive income, that's the thing we go for, is things don't take a lot of your time and attention away from what you do best in whatever work, whatever engagement you're in right now, whatever passion you're following. Do that. You deserve to do that. But let's also get your money working for you so you don't have to keep working so hard for money. This does not have to be a rat race. This can actually be a path to freedom. So guys, that's my advice to you, is look at those numbers, start to see it. And you know what? There might be potential there. By the way, if you're wondering, hey, should I be reaching out to you guys with Money Ripples? Easy formula, all right? If you've got at least $100,000 in savings sitting on the sidelines or something that's just not being used, probably it might very well be a good idea. Even if you don't have $100,000, but maybe you've got a lot of different debt and you think, maybe there's ways I could pay this off more easily. I've got some money, but I'm not sure what to do. Or maybe I got equity trapped in my home. Maybe that could be the very thing. You can restructure some things, free up a lot of cash flow, and it'd be awesome. But if you got at least 100, 200 grand just sitting around doing nothing because you're afraid to pull the trigger, because you're actually watching opportunities pass you by because you're worried about what's COVID going to do and what's the elections going to do and what's going to happen with my money. Guys, there's ways to move forward safely and get your money working for you. So if you're in the point where you've got at least 100, 200 grand of cash sitting around doing nothing, let's find a way to get that working for you now so you actually have some passive income coming in. You can always do that. You can always just go right to our website, moneyripples.com. You can request a meeting. Guys, but either way, keep following, keep learning, keep doing whatever you're doing. For those of you that think this is the time to act, great, act. That's awesome. For the rest of you, keep learning, But remember to apply what you learn and get those results in your life, because it's not about being a hearer of the word, but it's about being a doer as well. Because when you're a doer, you get real results. And that is the ripple effect I'm here to create. Not a bunch of philosophers. I don't want you philosophizing about this. I want you taking this stuff, teaching others, trying to, you know, broaden that perspective. Help when you teach others, by the way, you learn more. So feel free to start talking to people about a different perspective of looking at money, and then using that to your benefit to grow and deepen your understanding. So then, rather than just being a philosopher, you can go out and do it and get real results for you today. Guys, that's my challenge for you. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And I'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.